107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Put this in your calendar for September 13th. It's coming up fast. It's Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association with another great get-together, and that means Trudy Youngman is here. Trudy, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Well, we've got an open house that is coming up, shall we say, described as an open house, wellness, and multicultural fair. So what's the general showcase all about here, if you will?
The showcase is Aging with Optimism.
Okay.
We really feel that it's you know, something that's really, really important in our lifetime with the baby boomers coming of right. The age that we are.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's lots of things that are associated with Aging with Optimism. It's... the purpose of the open house is to showcase really what the programs the Active Adults provides for the community, and bringing together other organizations and community groups to highlight healthy living options, whether they be focused on physical activity, learning, or just becoming involved.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there. And I really like with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association, for everything that you do, it's always about positivity and kind of a positive outlook, if you will.
Yes, we really work hard on that.
That's awesome. So again, let's talk about Stratford Lakeside Active Association. We'll talk about what the open house is all about, but some of the programs or services that you provide.
The programs that we provide are varied and...
Wide-reaching,
yes. Yeah. We have physical activity programs such as line dancing, slow pitch, winter golf, pickleball, shuffleboard, et cetera, and Tai Chi is also a program that we're introducing. We have introduced, and it's been really popular.
Right.
There's social activities such as cards and painting and... learning opportunities, and we also have one-time programs that we have, in October we're having Barry Crowder coming, and he's going to be speaking about the ending of Windows 10 and how to manage that. So, you know, we're trying to be very creative in what we provide as information to seniors, and involving programs that keep people active.
Oh, absolutely. Because again, when we talk about it, it's really about, you know, relationships and building relationships. Is that fair?
Oh, it is fair. It's I went to a workshop last year, and one of the keynote speakers talked about the importance of social relationships. And yes, it is important to have meaningful friendships and meaningful relationships, but it also talked about the fact that having small connections with people on a daily basis.
Sure.
You know, saying hi to somebody in the grocery store, having eye contact, just having going on a walk and connecting with other people. It doesn't have to be, you know, a long, drawn-out conversation about a philosophical issue. It can just be, you know, really short connections that you know that you're not alone in this world.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there, again, with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association. So it's called Aging with Optimism. Do you want to talk about that maybe a little bit more?
Sure. There's lots of information about aging with optimism. One is having a positive outlook. And that is, you can accomplish that by enriching your lives with music, art, awareness of different cultures, which will be focused at the concert. I'm picking music.
I don't know if Trudy's singing or not, but you never know what's going to happen. At the get-together, at the open house, for sure.
staying healthy and active, and as we talked about briefly about the programs that the Active Adults provides for that. SLA is always an interesting terminology, and we're trying to use the terminology active adults.
Yes.
and deep, meaningful social relationships we spoke about as well, which is really important, but as well as the brief connections. Challenging negative stereotypes. Mm. Ageism.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too old to do that. well, we're not too old.
Yes.
We may have to do things slightly differently.
Yes,
but exactly. We're not too old.
Yeah, you know, I in terms of that, and then there's also the views of ageism, that sort of thing as
yes.
well.
Yes, being treated as somebody who is old.
Mm-hmm,
you can't find a job, you're too old.
Yes, yes, so that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and dealing with issues like that, for sure. So again, we're looking forward to this. Let's talk about the open house, which is Saturday, September 13th. It's 9 a.m. through to 1 p.m. at the Agriplex Community Hall. This looks like a big day planned.
It is a big day.
Yeah, for sure.
There's been a bit of work involved in planning this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Let's break down what's going to be happening that day.
Well, the Mayor Ritsma, of course, is bringing greetings. Matthew Ray is also going to be there, but he isn't able to make greetings because he has some other activities planned for that day. So, but he is going to come and show up.
Fair enough.
There's going to be demonstrations about line dancing. There's tours available for anybody who's been at the Agplex. You are aware that there's hallways and back rooms and so on and so forth. And
yeah, it's a big space.
It's
there.
A really yeah. big space. And the... if you're just walking into the building, it's almost impossible to know where the woodworking is happening, where lapidary is happening, okay. where the billiards are.
Yeah.
And so tours, which are going to be led by Howard Fahm.
Oh, very good.
Yes, nice. Are going to show you where all these different spaces are. And there will be representatives in the woodworking and the lapidary and billiards about what that program involves.
Excellent.
Dr. Jean Hewitt is going to be speaking at 10:30. She is an amazing, amazing woman who is a super ager and has tons of information and is just, we're so delighted to have her as our speaker. And then there'll be a Tai Chi demonstration by Louise Liu.
Yeah, because we mentioned Tai Chi. Yeah,
yes.
Very good.
And then there'll be another line dancing demonstration.
Oh, yeah, we got to kick up the heels one more
kick
time.
Kick up the heels one more time. So this is all happening yeah. while the open house is being, you know, being presented.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it'll be a busy, lively, and exciting place. There's a multicultural aspect as well.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a table with multicultural activities, which fabulous. For the young and the not so young at heart, which will be manned by my two grandchildren.
Oh, very nice. Oh my gosh. So this is not to be missed. This really is a showcase of agencies serving local seniors. So a lot of
yes.
partnerships going on with
right.
this for sure.
Definitely.
And then we have door prizes as well. We don't want to forget that. Door prizes, prizes to give away.
Yes, and some snacks and lots and lots and lots of information.
Fantastic. And I guess also we can mention you can visit the Nextrat Esports Lounge because that's kind of part of the whole building now.
It is part of that same, it's part of the space, the,
yeah.
the community hall.
Absolutely.
And I went to visit it a while ago before it was actually open. And I was blown away.
Sure.
Like I thought, okay, well, you know, similar to what a lot of people think, why are we putting kids in front of screens again? But the way they're doing it is very interesting and very proactive and very helpful, I think.
I would have to agree. So again, don't miss it. Shout out to all the sponsors. It's the Open House Wellness and Multicultural Fair with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association, Aging with Optimism. This is for Saturday, September 13th, 9 a.m. through to 1 p.m. at the Agriplex Community Hall. And it's just a drop-in. You don't have to pre-register or anything like
Correct.
That?
Correct. Correct.
All right. And again, before we let you go, tell us about lapidary. For those folks not familiar with what that's all about.
It's a cutting and polishing of stone to make jewelry, to make coasters, to... I did it for a number of years, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah, and it's been a long sort of tradition, if you will, with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults.
It's been part of the Active Adults for... Yeah. many years. We've been in existence for over 40 years.
Right.
So it seems like an ancient art.
But it's very cool.
It is
like
very
it
cool.
Really,
you'll have to see it. There's
cool.
lots of rocks there.
And so much more to check out. Do be a part of it. And again, Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association. We'll share the links and details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Trudy Yonkman with all the details. Do we leave anything else out, Trudy, or just we'll see you out?
We'll see you there.
You bet. Trudy, thanks so much.